We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We turn now to Aaron Katursky, who's joining us with more on this. Aaron, build is a major milestone in reopening, but the more and more we're hearing from a lot of business owners with some of the other rules in place, the distancing rule, masking, things like that, might be hard to notice big changes around here come 2 weeks from now.
Well, until the CDC adjusts any 6 feet of distancing type guidelines, Brian, the governor, you heard him yesterday say that restaurants and museums and shops are all going to have to adhere. So unless, and there is an important caveat, unless they only opt to admit the vaccinated or those with proof of a negative test. And in that case, then, they could go back to what would be considered their normal capacity. But I'm not sure any restaurant really has a mechanism for telling a patron, you know, are you vaccinated? Show me your card. So, we'll see how this goes. It is, I think, a significant step in that the governor is retracting some of the restrictions. But as you say, this is not the full measure. I think importantly for the governor, it's sooner than the July 1st date set by New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, because you can't let de Blasio win if you're Governor Cuomo.
Right. Well, we talked to a couple of restaurant operators who said they don't want to go there with asking for vaccination cards from patrons.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a real contrast right now, isn't it? The stages of reopenings across the country.
Oh, it sure is. And, you know, they're doing this. New York is doing this with New Jersey and Connecticut as something of a region. And this area, the Northeast in general, has been really good about getting people vaccinated. It's not perfect. And certainly they'd like to see more. But you've got more than a third of New York adults now fully vaccinated. Connecticut is nearing, I think, 50%, and the only state hitting that threshold. New Jersey's getting there, so the region in the Northeast is doing quite well. Elsewhere, it's not as well, but the caseload is way, way down, and you know, we haven't seen this few people hospitalized and thankfully dying in months.
Aaron, thank you for the update. That's Aaron Katursky joining us live as some of these restrictions are coming to an end in New York, others, though, still remaining.